Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
my dear listener, I welcome you to Moment of Truth. My name is Brother Chris. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy word which we are about to hear. Lord, we ask that the power of the Holy Spirit will touch every heart and every life hearing this message and perform a miracle. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody living in this world has a limit to what he or she can do for himself or herself. No matter who you are and what you are, there comes a time when you are faced with challenges that you are not able to solve. A time when you have exhausted your wisdom, your strength, and your power. At such a time, you need help. And there are three sources from where someone's help can come from. Help can come either from a fellow human being, or it comes from the devil, or from God. So in today's broadcast, we shall be considering the question, from where cometh your help? From where cometh your help? And I would like to take my main scripture text from Psalms chapter 121, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. And it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. This statement was made by a man called David, a man who passed through many challenges in his life. At one time, he was attacked by a lion. At another time, he came face to face with a wicked giant called Goliath. This is a man that stayed in caves with no money and no food to eat. This same David, at one time, was being pursued by King Saul. His life was in constant danger. This is a man that was betrayed by people close to him. Indeed, he faced numerous challenges of life. And in every of the challenges that he faced, he needed help. But looking at the scripture we read, we see that David did not get his help from fellow human being. No, he didn't get it also from the devil. Rather, he said, I will lift up my eyes to heaven, from where cometh my help. And he got his help from the Lord who created heaven and earth. So what about you, my dear listener? From where cometh your help? Are you going to fellow human beings for help? Or are you going to the devil? If you are looking at a fellow human being to help you, then you have missed it. If you are also going to the devil for help, then you are in a big trouble. And the Bible tells us why. In Psalm 146, verses 3 and 4, Psalm 146, verses 3 and 4, we read, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His bread goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Here the Bible tells us that we should not look to influential people or indeed any human being for help because there is no help in them. And there is no help in man because he can return to the earth where he came from at any time. Many who have looked at men for help have become so disappointed because as the appointed time for the help approaches, the man dies. Only recently in this country, someone who was appointed a minister died in a car accident. Another one who was winning the election to become a governor slept and didn't wake up. Both men died suddenly. And you can imagine how disappointed their friends and relations who were looking up to them for help will be. There is indeed no guarantee that the person you are looking up to help you will be alive when you need the help. Another reason why David did not look unto man for help is because the abilities of human beings are limited. There are lots of things that men does not have the ability to do. There are situations in life that your father or mother or uncle or friends or in-laws or even your rulers and kings cannot help. They may bring all the money in this world, but that will not change the situation. This is the situation of a man in the Bible, in the book of Mark chapter 2. This man was sick and paralyzed. He could not help himself. And there was nothing his friends or relations could do. They could only carry him from one place or the other. It was only when they came to the Lord Jesus for help that this man regained his health. No wonder, David said, I will look up to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So if you are listening to this broadcast, and you have been looking up to a fellow human being for help, then you must change that and begin to look up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there are also those people who look unto the devil for help. They become so desperate that they are willing to do anything to solve the problem that they have. And you may say, preacher, how do one look up to the devil for help? Well, if you must know, you are looking up to the devil for help when you visit native doctors, or herbalists, or witches' coven, or occult temples, or marine shrines. Or you visit so-called churches where they ask you to make sacrifices with animal or blood, and where they take you to river or ocean to pray. All such places belong to the devil, and the Bible calls them Egypt. And going to such places means you are looking up to the devil for help. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 31 verse 1, Isaiah 31 verse 1, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. I must therefore warn you, my dear listener, that you can never get help from the devil, because the devil is wicked. There's always a hidden agenda in all he does. We have heard about people who went to the devil for financial help, only for him to ask them to bring the blood of their wife or children or parents. No wonder the Bible says in John chapter 10 verse 10, John chapter 10 verse 10, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And anyone who goes to the devil for help will be killed and destroyed by him. No wonder David refused to go to the devil. And he said, I will go to the Lord for help, who made heaven and earth. It is therefore my prayer that from today, you will no longer look up to the fellow human being or the devil for help. Rather, you will look up unto the Lord. And why should you look unto the Lord for help? Why should anyone look unto the Lord for help? First, you should look unto the Lord for help because he is a good and merciful God. In Psalm 145 verse 9, Psalm 145 verse 9, the Bible says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And because the Lord is good and merciful, when he helps you, there is no hidden agenda. His blessings make it rich and added no sorrow. Another reason why you should look unto the Lord for help is because there is no limit to what God can do. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 37, Luke 1:37, the Bible says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. This means that there is no type of help that you cannot get from the Lord. The Lord can help you when men cannot. No matter what area of your life that you need help, God has the power and the ability to help you. Whether you need help with your health, or you need help with your marriage, or you need help with childbearing, or you need help in your business, or your career, or your academics, wherever you need help, the Lord who made heaven and earth can help you. It doesn't matter how bad the situation may be or how difficult it may seem. God has the infinite power to help you. He is the Almighty. He is the creator of heaven and earth. And with him, nothing shall be impossible. Hear me, my dear friends. I have seen the Lord help people with incurable sicknesses regain their health. I have seen the Lord help barren women have children. I have seen the Lord help the poor to become rich. I have seen the Lord help in recovering missing persons. I have seen the Lord help innocent prisoners regain their freedom. I have seen the Lord help those struggling with addictions get deliverance. I have seen the Lord help broken marriages to get restored. So I want you to know that the Lord can and is willing to help you. And he wants to help you because he's a good and merciful God. And there is no limit to what he can do. However, my dear friends, despite the fact that God has the power to help, and indeed is willing to help, there are those that he may not be able to help. The Bible explains this in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. And he says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. This Bible passage tells us clearly that someone's sin makes God not to be able to help or save that person. As a matter of fact, it says that someone's sin makes God to hide his face from that person. And if God hides his face, how can he help you? There are many people today suffering because they have no helper. And they have no helper because God refused to help them. And God refused to help them because of the sin and wickedness that they are committing. Whether it is a sin of lying, or unforgiveness, or gossip, or envy, or anger, or as I mentioned, malpractice, or fraud. Or whether it is a sin of bribery, smoking, drinking, gambling, fighting, cultism, kidnapping, rape, abortion, fornication, adultery, masturbation, or lesbianism. Whatever sin that it is that is in your life will make the Lord not to be able to help you. But I bring you good news, my dear listener. And the good news is that God wants to help you if only you can repent of your sin. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 7, Isaiah 55 verse 7, God said, "Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." God wants to pardon you and show you mercy, but you must first repent of your sins and forsake all your wicked ways. You cannot continue to live in sin and wickedness and expect God to help you. Why not repent now and ask God to forgive you? It doesn't matter what you have done. If you will forsake your sins and come to the Lord, he will forgive you. He will show you mercy and he will help you. And if you sincerely want to forsake your sins and turn to God in repentance, then you can say this prayer after me with all your heart. Say, "Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I forsake my sins and I come to you. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I receive him today. Save me and help me in Jesus' name. Amen." If you said this prayer sincerely with all your heart, then I want to assure you that God has forgiven you all your past sins. But you must never go back to these sins anymore, but begin to follow him. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone who has forsaken his sins and called on the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon them as you promised. For you said, "Anyone that cometh to you, you shall in no wise cast them out." Father, give them the power to become sons of God. I pray that you grant them genuine salvation. I pray that you break every yoke of sin and Satan over their life in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray as they have forsaken their sins, I ask that out of your mercy, that you stretch forth your hands to help them. Lord, help them in every area of their life that they need help. Whatever help they need, O Lord, help them today. Perform a miracle for them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. I believe that God has done something for you. I believe he has stretched forth his hand to help you. So expect a miracle. But in case you still want to reach me for questions or you need counseling, then feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you for listening. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For prayers and counseling, call Brother Chris on 0909-948-8333. 0909-948-8333, or email at hisvoiceandhisword@gmail.com. Until we come your way again, same time, same station, hold on to the truth and do not sell it. Oh, no.